Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. Okay, so the right mindset to have to speak confidently is to really visualize success. To speak confidently is a mind game. It's the battlefield of the mind. All right, let me give you some tools on how to really train your mind so that your mouth can be effective when you talk, yeah? Whether you're a team meeting, training session, on a date, on a phone, talking to shareholders, talking to the husband, whatever it is, okay? Let me give you some goals to visualize your success. Firstly, you need to put in your mind or write down, draw a picture, whatever it is you do, define your goal. What is the point of you going into that meeting, the quarterly session? You're trying to bid for more money? You going to the bank to ask for a loan? What is it you're trying to do? You're going to go and present to angel investors? What is it you're going to do? Be specific about what you want to achieve. Create the image of success in your mind. Have a clear, measurable goal. Like say, for example, you wanted to lose weight. You need to tell yourself, I want to lose 10 pounds in 2 months, or I will complete a 5K run. I will be 14 stone or 12 stone by March of whatever year. And I'm gonna, it don't have to be numbers, or you're gonna commit. I'm gonna commit to eating healthy every day. I'm not gonna put myself into damnation if I eat a, inverted commas, naughty piece of food. I'm gonna exercise, look after my body and my mind and my spirit. It's a temple. You know, that type of thing. So define your goal. Put it in your mind, and you need to, if it helps you, write it down so you've got a reminder, a visual reminder, okay? So you can help you visualize. There you go. Okay, and imagine the outcome. Use all of your senses, whether you need to walk it, talk it, walk it like it's like, whether you need to walk it or talk it. Your goal is, if your goal is to like run a successful business, do the orchestra conductor, whether you want to just make sure your health is great. You need to imagine yourself leading that business successfully to six figures, million figures, whatever it is. You need to imagine yourself healthy and strong, not an Instagram body, but your body, okay? You need to imagine yourself smelling the brewing coffee on that beach in Malibu, wherever it is you want to go. Hearing the buzz of activity and feeling this sense of like accomplishment and seeing it in your mind's eye. Look at a video on YouTube or something that's going to help you. Imagine the outcome. That's another thing. Define your goal, imagine the outcome, and create, as I said, create a mental image. You know, whether it is that you create in your mind, if your imagination's great, get some free pictures, create something cute on Canva, or do some on Word, or have a picture on your phone, and just imagine yourself, put yourself in that picture, imagine yourself having the success that you've created in your mind. Visualize yourself taking on the new responsibilities at work, being effective when you speak to your little babies. You don't have to shout at them. Mum's not an angry mum. Mum communicates effectively through love. You know, visualize that success and growth, and have, please, ladies, please, have grace and mercy on yourself. You know, can I get a big amen for everyone at the back? Life is, you only do it once. But it's a learning lesson. It's a continuous learning process. You're a continued daily student. So don't get hard on yourself if you do something, inverted commas, wrong. That you've just learned another way how not to do something. So, you know, you can focus efforts on this level, you know. So don't be, give yourself grace and mercy, please, I beg, you know. This is the first time you've come in life. It's not like this is your third time around. No, it's your one and only life, you know. Take it as a learning lesson. Focus on the positive, you know, achieve a goal. For me, I focus on the positive. Every day helps me to spiritually connect with God, to pray, read my Bible, have affirmations based on the Bible, have great music surrounding me, go to the gym, exercise, come back, walk back, pray, eat something good and healthy, make sure I've got my task list out for the day. I pray through my task and stuff. I'll get the work done. And if I don't get all the tasks done on the to-do list, I don't put myself in damnation. I'll just say, okay, how can I move this task around? Have I put too many things down on the to-do list? Or is there something I can improve in my productivity? I always kind of take it as a learning curve, okay? And another tool to use to just make sure you've got a confident mindset, use affirmations. As I've said, like, I will definitely take my affirmations based on the Bible, because it's God's word for me. So do what works for you. You know, I'm more than capable. you know, Mark 9:23, anything is possible, Mark 9:23. You know, therefore I, you know, therefore, you know, if I believe I receive it, Mark 11:24, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So whatever your affirmation is, say it out loud. Don't just whisper it in your mind, say it out loud, because the negative thoughts are coming for you, my dear. So unless you say it out loud, well then boy, say it out loud. I'm worthy of success. I'm capable of achieving my goals. Use these to make sure that your mind is on board with what you need to do for that day. And you've got to do it every day. Don't just work. You did it last week. I did it last week, Tuesday, Len, it's not working. Every single day, even throughout the day, remind your mind, remind, tell your mind who's in charge. You know, you're large and in charge with these affirmations, my dear. Do it. And just practice your speech regularly. Practice doing affirmations out loud regularly. May seem weird at first, but just do it, because you're training yourself into a new mindset so that you can see yourself as a confident speaker in whatever arena. Put aside time every day. I said, like, use your bathroom time if you're a busy mum, you've got kids, you've got the husband, you've got, it's just all going on. That might be your only time for privacy. Do it. The more you practice, the more confident you'll be, the more effective you'll be. And just be realistic, okay? Set realistic goals. You know, you're not going to say, like, I'm going to be like Tony Robbins in a year. No, he's been doing it for 40 odd years. Be realistic. Have goals, realistic ones that you can do. Today, this is my goal. In a week, this is my goal. In a month, you know? So it's just kind of like compounding, okay? Like when you go gym, you're not gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna bang 200 kilograms. No, you go in there, put 1 kilogram on first, and you increase, you know? So it's really important, set achievable goals, reward yourself, celebrate the small wins, you know, focus on the goals and take action every single day. You can more than do it, my dear. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Did you like it? Did you get lots of information and tips from it? Tell me which one are you going to try. And I've got an extra resource for you. If you love the tips that I shared in the podcast, you're going to love this, my dear. So I want you to go on my website, leonturner.com, get your phone out now and do it. And I have an amazing audiobook bundle series all about how to speak with more confidence like never before. There's a range of different titles in there. You know, how to know your next interview, how to speak confidently in 5 days, how to have a strong voice, how to sound great on camera, use storytelling techniques, and many, many more books are in this. You get 10 books in a bundle. Go onto the website and you're going to see it there. And please, 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 if you want to improve the way you speak, this bundle is going to move you from where you are now to where you need to be. Okay, so go onto my website, leonturner.com, get yourself a copy of the audiobook speaking tips bundle, my dear. And I cannot wait to see you move from like a caterpillar into this amazing, beautifully speaking, confident butterfly.